everyone. This is Jordana Baraja from Drink It In _ Jordana from Instagram. Catch me on Facebook, also Jordana Baraja, or you could email me at jbaraja@gmail.com or my website at jordanatorah.com. We are starting a new series today, and anytime you want to sponsor any of the classes, my class, someone else's class on Sheer Enjoyment, just contact Sheer Enjoyment. So what is this new series? If you didn't see the flyer yet, it's called What's the Connection? You know, I've been doing Divrei Torahs online now on social media for 3 years and always focusing on the weekly Torah portion, and I really enjoy it and brought many, many tidbits and inspiration to many people's lives. And I thought, why not do something a little different this time? I had this idea of doing the Haftorahs. So I want to just give a little background to Haftorah and then talk about this week's Haftorah. I thought that would be a nice idea. So the Haftorah is the prophets that we read, or the excerpt of prophets that we read when we are done reading from the Torah portion. How did the Haftorah come about? So about 2,000 years ago, or give or take, the Romans had made a decree that we weren't allowed to read from our Torah anymore. And so the rabbis had to get together and figure out, okay, now there's a decree that we can't read from the Torah anymore. What are we going to do? And so they came up with the idea to read from the prophets. We know Tanakh is made up of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. And Nevi'im is the prophets. Ketuvim are the writings. And so they wanted to have another way that we, when we get together for our communal prayer services on a weekly basis, we're reading from something, and so that the prophets was allowed to be read from. There are differences of opinions if it was something haphazard or if it was something that had some sort of connection at first, but then later on it seemed to have a connection based on what was chosen to be read. Now, as time went by, that decree obviously dissolved. Romans are no longer here. We Jews are still here today. And we still do that Haftorah reading, which I think is something really, really beautiful. Because really the ultimate lesson of the Haftorah then is giving us a bird's eye view, or really a foundational view of how we as Jewish people have our approach that everything is redeemable. Any challenge that comes our way is always an opportunity for growth. We had this challenge. We couldn't read from the Torah, so we came up with another alternative. We're going to read from the prophets. And we convert it into something positive. So we're just not about, okay, let's control the damage here, right? We can't read the Torah. But yet, what we did was, we had this journey that Hashem put us on, and we got something profitable out of it. We got this rich connection to the prophets on a weekly basis. And this is what the Haftorah teaches us, that even when we were in a time of darkness, and it was decreed that we couldn't read from the Torah, we instituted this practice of reading from the prophets, and that's what we still keep up with today. So back then we grew, and it teaches us that even today we grow each day. So I think that's really a beautiful lesson, and what my focus is going to try to be is to extend a little bit on the Haftorah and what the Haftorah represents. And so when we look at this week's Haftorah, obviously this week's Torah portion is Breishi, and the Haftorah this week is coming from Yeshayahu, from chapter 42 to 43, specific verses. And obviously we all know that in Sefer Breishi, what is it discussing? It's discussing creation. Breishit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. Hashem created the shamayim v'aretz. And what's interesting is that if you mesh Parshat Breishit, that Torah portion, with the verses that are brought to us in Yeshayahu for the Haftorah, it's very interesting. It's also talking about creation, but it's not using the term bara, but it uses the terminology boreh. So in Parsha Breishit, it's saying, Bara Hashem created. In the Haftorah, the prophet Yeshayahu says, Boreh, the creator of the past is still a creator of the present. So there's always this connecting thing. I'm going to present a connecting thing. I'm sure there are many more connecting things that bridge the gap between the Torah portion and the Haftorah, between the Torah and the Nevi'im, and that message that perhaps the rabbis wanted to give over. So I'm giving my idea, not per se what I've researched and what I've seen as an idea. And when I saw this, it struck me so beautiful, that when we combine the two, we're seeing that God is the creator of the world and he continues to create in the present. It's not like, oh, he created the world. He says, okay, bye, everybody. have a good time, you know, you're all on your own. No, he's constantly creating with us. We are still here because Hashem wills us to be here. And if you go one step further, it continues in Yeshayahu, it has a verse that talks about that God is not simply observing, but rather says, Echazek biyadecha, that Hashem is holding. He says, I will hold on to your hand. That Hashem is constantly there for us. He's our guide. He's a friendly hand that helps us cross the street every day. So we are meant to continuously grow. That's Parsha Bereishit. Hashem creates this world, but an unfinished world. That we are made this Adama because we're from Adam. We're from the earth. That the earth continuously grows. So too over here, we're meant to continuously grow and create and perfect ourselves and the world that we live in. And that's truly the bridge of the theme that synthesizes the Haftorah and the Torah portion, the concept of God created and continues to create and holds my hand throughout the entire process. So I hope you enjoyed this new way of looking at things, this theme of how does it connect, and this series, and let's see how long we could take it. If you enjoyed this, please share and let Sharon Joyman know. Let me know at jbarachov@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You could reach out also on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. And I hope you were able to drink in this message, this beautiful message of the two, of the Haftorah and the Parsha. And anytime you want to sponsor, just let Sharon Joyman know. Have a great Shabbat, and I'll speak to you next week.